From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. The Idaho legislature starts up next week, and the topic of school vouchers and school choice will likely take up a large chunk of time and effort. And for many people on both sides of the school choice debate, voucher can be a dirty word. It can carry negative assumptions with it. Still here with us is Kevin Richard, we didn't scare him off, senior reporter and blogger with Idaho Education News. He wrote an article about that V-word voucher, as he calls it. We wanted to find out more. Thanks for sticking with us, Kevin.
Thanks for having me still.
All right, what is a voucher?
A voucher is it's a very specific form of education choice. And that's where these definitions get to be kind of interesting. Not every school choice bill is a voucher bill, because vouchers are very specific state-funded scholarships. And what those scholarships do is they allow students to attend a private school as opposed to a public school. So basically, in a true voucher program, and there are voucher programs, I want to say, in maybe about 14 states in the District of Columbia. Don't hold me that number, but there are voucher programs around the country. And what you're doing with a voucher program is you're cutting a check and you're giving it to parents and you're saying, take this money, give it to the private school of your choice, and use it to offset tuition. So it's a very specific form of school choice. Why the word voucher gets thrown around so much in the debate is because in a lot of circles, vouchers have become kind of a loaded term. It's a very polarizing term within the whole debate over school choice.
Well, and I thought it was interesting that it can be a negative term on both sides of the school choice debate.
Exactly. I think you have opponents of school choice using vouchers as sort of the catch-all label to attach to any form of school choice legislation because it's become such a loaded word. And at the same time, you've got proponents of school choice in Idaho saying, hey, wait a minute, we're not talking about voucher bills. Why are people talking about vouchers? Why is this word getting thrown around? We're not talking about voucher bills. And technically speaking, like I said, not every school choice piece of legislation is a voucher bill. You can create an education savings account, for example, which would allow parents to move money into any number of things. They can use it for school supplies, they can use it for online courses, they can also use it for private school tuition. So an education savings account isn't necessarily a voucher program, but it can behave like a voucher program. It can basically allow the same sort of a transaction that a voucher bill allows. So long story short, you've got the word voucher being used and to some degree being weaponized, especially by opponents, but you also have proponents saying, hey, wait a minute, we're not really talking about a voucher bill. Why is everything being labeled a voucher bill? Even though a lot of what they're talking about is certainly voucher-esque. It certainly has the effect of a voucher bill.
Voucher-esque.
Well, can have the effect of a voucher bill, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yes. I thought your article was fascinating because people seem to come down on one side or the other of this. There's not often a lot of shades of gray. The Idaho Education Association hates vouchers, I believe. Can you tell us why?
I think the opponents of vouchers and the opponents of school choice are saying anything that we do in this regard is moving public money away from an education system that is not being, that is one of the lowest funded education systems in the nation when you look at per pupil spending. We're moving money away from that public education system, a system that is mandated and spelled out in the state's constitution. So anything that we do that moves money away from that public education system, that constitutionally mandated public education system, is by nature a proposal that groups like the Idaho Education Association are going to oppose.
We're speaking with Kevin Richards, senior reporter and blogger with Idaho Education News, about school vouchers and school choice. So why now? Why are you suggesting that the Idaho legislature is going to be talking about, especially this year, school choice where people put their money when it comes to schools.
It's not strictly a why now, Samantha, because we've had these proposals at the legislature for several years. I mean, we had an education savings account bill that came before the House Education Committee last year that was voted down in the committee. We've seen similar types of legislation that has voucher-esque overtones in legislative committees the past couple of years. So it's not necessarily a brand new debate. But I think the reason we're going to see more of an intensified debate is you have this record-setting surplus, for one thing. You have all of this money that is available for education, including the $330 million for K-12 that the special legislative session allocated in September, but didn't really decide where to spend. So you've got all that money up for grabs. So there's money. There are a lot of new players in education. You have definitely a more conservative Senate Education Committee, several members who have been pretty clear about their support of school choice. So you've got a little bit different makeup in the legislature. You have brand new chairs of the Senate and House Education Committees. They'll be at the forefront of this debate. By the way, I have a profile of the Senate Education Chair, Dave Lent, which we'll publish on Tuesday, and our C.D. Dittenberg will have a profile of Julie Yamamoto from Caldwell, who's the new House Education Committee Chair. That will come out on Wednesday, but those two chairs, Lent and Yamamoto, are going to play central roles in the debate over what sort of school choice legislation passes or doesn't pass. And you have a new state superintendent, Debbie Critchfield, who took office this week, who has really tried to take a very nuanced, is probably the nicest way to put it, position on school choice. She's not been very clear about what exactly she wants and how exactly she would like to massage the debate over school choice. So she is in a lead position. So we've got all of these new players and all of this money. I think you put all that together, that's why this year the debate over school choice is going to be intensified.
Well, it's certainly going to keep you busy, definitely, along with the rest of the legislature and everything else that's going to come up.
We'll be covering it from start to finish, along with what's going to be a really important legislative session for education, because even beyond the school choice, you've got all of this new money for education and a lot of questions about where that money is going to be spent, how it's going to be spent. School choice is but one aspect of that debate.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we know you're going to keep an eye on it, and we're going to keep an eye on you. We've been speaking with Kevin Richards, senior reporter and blogger with Idaho Education News. We're going to put a link to Kevin's story on school vouchers on our website so you can find it. It's BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. We'll have that up later this afternoon. Kevin, I want to thank you for all your time, we'll be talking to you again.
Thanks, anytime.
All right. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.